is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 58. This is the Barcelona Christmas edition.
Yes, I hate the cold and I got in Spain. Cousin Norman had a real fine time last year. I hear it doesn't rain. And I hope that I can quickly learn the language. The factory floor presented me with some tapes of Elton John. Well, that should keep me company. And I hate them, yes, I hate the goodbye I's. And I'm going to Spain. Cousin Norman had a real fine time last year. I hear it doesn't rain. I hope that I can quickly learn the language. Friday night told me to take good care, then wrapped me up some sandwiches. And I hate them, yes, I hate the cheese and pickle. And I'm going to Spain. Cousin Norman had a real fine time last year. I hear it doesn't rain. Quickly learn the language, yeah. Hope that I can quickly learn the language. But Sammy will show my love.
Hello and welcome to Show 58 of Radio Clash. And this is the Barcelona edition. Now, this may sound like it's recorded in a bathroom or toilet, and you'd be right. It's about the only quiet place there is in the whole hotel to record this, and also it's rather late at night. So, and also I'm trying to close mic this as much as possible so it doesn't sound, so apologies for the whispered tones, well, more the echoed whispered tones. And so I don't have to do any editing. This is sound really dodgy. So it's the 25th, or it just turned the 26th of December. We got into Barcelona on the 22nd, and it's been pretty good so far. We've already seen Parc Güell, or Güell, however you pronounce it, and various bits of Gaudi. If you know about Gaudi, the famous Modernista architect, he's synonymous with Barcelona. We've also seen the MNAC, which is the Museum of National Art of Catalonia, which has got some very good Gothic and what they call Romanesque, which is basically Anglo-Saxon in England pieces, but also the photography was good, and the modern art was okay. It was very inspired by the rest of Europe, so it sort of has a certain It's not very, very, well, it's original in places, but it's very derivative a lot of the time. Most of the buildings are the sort of big star. And the big thing about Barcelona is that the buildings are all really, really good. Today we were down by the beach and there was a Frank Gehry fish and all the Olympic Village. All the things that were built for the Olympics in 1992 were down there. Some very amazing stuff down there, but also still a bit of a building site in places. Seems like the thing about Olympics is they come along and build you a car park, so that's the something that London has got to look forward to. Probably at least then will probably turn into one large car park, so that's going to be fun. I haven't announced the track. That was Steve Bent with Going to Spain. That was one of the worst records that I previously was going to play in the Worst Record Show, which never made it. I might make it again. That's kind of started my interest with sort of worst records and things like that. It's a very good track and very appropriate with the lyrics. But lyrics are so banal. And Steve Bent was a new face, sort of, I think, 74. But the thing about New Faces of 74 is they allow people to write and sing their own songs. So you've got some very strange songs. So that was actually released very close to song poetry, if you know about song poems. But very, The Fall covered it, so it's not that bad. I love that song. There's a few sort of Spanish based songs all the way through. And hope you will bear with me with the the whispered vocals, the whispering Bob Harris effect, or the whispering echo Bob Harris and an echo chamber effect. So it's been pretty good in Barcelona. When I was wandering on the beach today, I was listening to this song, which is by Rufus Wainwright, which is surprisingly called Barcelona. And I'll be back in a short while.
The summer sunset of vicious circus, when shadows held the world in place. But today I felt a chill in my apartment's coolest place. Fugiré al fantasma. Village locks cannot be heard, 'cause all the crows got panderers. I can't escape these velvet drapes, don't want my rings to fall off my fingers. Fuji regal fantasma. Mirror I find hard to face, 'cause I feel it's a long way down. To get up. as I feel. It's a long way down. This rose, even if that's I got to fight that bone. Nothing really does compare to Spain. Don Juan's to blame, but I fear it's a long way down. Yes, I fear it's a long.
Here I am in the Parkwell, which is in a Gaudi sort of Regent Park style estate. Hear all the kids sort of making noises in the echoey under part of it. So it's an amazing building. Well, it's an amazing park. An amazing building. Unfortunately, you've missed the Spanish guitarist. Who was earlier playing. So it's been a good trip to Barcelona. It's been really nice. Really nice trip. A bit stressful, partly because of John and his injury to his knee. And of course they had to put it in the most furthest gate, and just kind of what Jubilee was late, so I got there a bit late, but got on the flight fine, because flight was delayed anyway, so flying British Airways. So we got in yesterday, and actually went to bed early because I was so tired. It was a very tiring journey. Had this very strange meal in this sort of baronial Gothic hall. So we came to the Parkwell. We've already sort of been past the Sagrada Familia, which is the other Gaudi, and a few other Gaudi bits. We haven't been to the Gaudi Museum, we'll probably do that later on in the trip. This is it's the 23rd, by the way, 23rd of December. I don't know if I'm going to do a podcast, but I thought I'd record, might record little bits. I was hoping to record this Spanish guitar guy, because the echo in here is amazing. Underneath the whole, it's basically this whole kind of, the whole thing is on this mountainous terrain, and there's lots of raised carriageways where the rich people would have come up into the into the houses, sort of separated from the people. So there's like a public park and a private park, and this is kind of like underneath the raised sort of area with all the tiles. It's covered in loads of different tiles. All sort of different shapes and colours and everything. There's a gecko fountain on the sort of gate upwards. Underneath, this is like a massive sort of massive chamber. And children of all nationalities. Yeah, it's a sort of raised area. You know, walking down the sort of the entrance to the main entrance to the park with the gecko, the puking gecko, the gecko fountain. It's been a good trip. Can I say hello to my podcast people?
Yes, I saw you chattering away to yourself. You look most animated when you're talking to yourself.
Yes, well, it's what I do. Well, I was trying to record that really nice guy, the Spanish guitar person, but of course he stopped as soon as I started recording. Because the acoustics in that place is amazing.
Well, I suspect it was probably intended as a sort of concert hall.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
For the community.
And I've christened that fountain there the Puking Gecko.
Oh.
So do you actually remember any of this?
Not in the detail, no. But I must have been about 75 or 76 that I was here.
Anyway, so that's Parkwell, however you pronounce it, I don't know. Very beautiful. I took millions of photographs. I'm taking sort of chemical photographs and digital photographs. It's my last hurrah, my last hurrah with film, using all my old film. So I'll speak to you all later. That's Tim signing out from Barcelona.
Se agitan, hay hombres que no existen. hombres que se ahogan, hay hombres que ocultan la verdad, hay hombres que roban. Hay quien apuesta fuerte y decide quererte, sabiendo lo fácil que resulta perderte. Sabes que siempre estaré cerca de ti. Hay hombres que te compran, hay hombres que se venden. Prefieren no hablar, hay hombres que no entienden. Hay quien no tiene suerte y prefiere engañarte, sabiendo lo fácil que resulta ganarte. Sabes que nunca me iré lejos de ti. Que aprender a resistir, tienes que vivir. Esto no lo tengo, esto no lo hay, esto no lo quiero y es lo que me das. Hay quien apuesta fuerte y decide quererte, sabiendo lo fácil que resulta perderte. Sabes que siempre
siempre nuestra canción. Y cada día crece más nuestro amor.
That's La Terremoto. I think the full name is La Terremoto de Arathon. I don't know, something like that. With their version, their Spanish, incredibly mad version of Chirpy Chirpy Jeep Jeep. And before that was Fangoria. I know they're a Madrid band, but allow me that. With Hombres, which is from the film Cachorro. Or, well, that's where I heard it from. There's some other very weird covers I have, some very bad covers from La Terremoto, so you'll get to hear those in future, and you'll grow to love them. Oh yes, I'm going to speak a bit close to the mic, because then you can actually hear what I'm doing, rather than just get echo. Echo, 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 it's from the echo chamber from hell. And there was a bit from Parkwell, and then of course, before all of that, was A Honest Mia from A&D. That's Adrian and Mysterious D of Booty. I was listening to that on, they were doing the bus touristic, which is the touristy bus, of course, which goes all the way around Barcelona. I don't usually do those, and it's bloody cold on top, so to speak. And I was listening to that and a few other things that might come up in the show later on. And it was cool, but that came on and it just sort of cheered me up no end, because I was freezing to death, I was. It's sort of odd being getting a totally different angle of all things. While being on top of a tourist bus, while the tourist, it's usually a woman, guide is sort of blasting out about four different languages about how amazing the tower block over the road is or something, which invariably isn't, especially if you do a tour about two or three times just to get somewhere. So, hope you enjoyed those. I thought I'd chuck in some Spanish language type stuff. And, it's very, very late. Very, very late. And, what am I going to play now? I've got absolutely no idea. So, what we're going to do is, I'm just going to stop this, and, where it goes, nobody knows.
Scary looking cable cars running by them in Barcelona. We're taking a tourist bus. A bus turistico. And just pausing here for a second. We've been through the Olympic Village and the old exposition of 1929. And so we've seen where all the Olympics in Barcelona were here in 1992. I'm not going to sing the theme tune because it's annoying. You might remember it was Montserrat Caballé and Freddie Mercury warbling away. So, and it's sort of got very sort of a very smoggy pink sunset. And I'm just waiting to move on, really. And it's freezing cold up here on the top deck, but there's no way to see everything. And I think we're heading down towards the. We're heading down to the Newport. Are we heading down to the Newport? Is it Newport or Port Olymp? We're heading down to Port Olymp, which is where this little touristy bus goes. I don't really usually do touristy buses, but with John's leg and my apathy, it's probably a good thing, and it's a good way to get a good overview of the city. You can see the building of the Nautical Museum, and we saw like a marina there as well. So it's been a good day, rather a little bit cold, and I've had loads of chorizo. Lovely chorizo and coffee, loads of coffee. And just been walking around, really. But the Park Güell was very, very good. I really enjoyed that. I could stay there for hours and hours and hours. And so I've just been touring around on the bus, trying to convince John that we should go and see go on to the cable car and the funicular, but he doesn't like heights, so he doesn't want to do that. And I think later on we're probably going to go inside. Later in the week we're going to go inside the Sacra Familia, which is the cathedral which has taken 100 years to build and is still being built, and it's what Gaudi worked on, or designed, or worked on. He designed it, and it's been completed ever since then. And sorry, other buses farting away. And the actual museum, which is up in the Park Güell, whatever. And I had a bit, so I've got a postcard of him when he was a polar bear. He was a very cute polar bear, and I think he was gay because he had loads of did loads of things with lots of pointy things like the Sagrada Familia. It's got loads of penis shapes on it, corn on the cob style penis shapes. So we'll probably do those later in the week. What I liked about the Parc Güell is it was all sort of like a mashup of different decorating styles. It was sort of like things from ancient Greece and Rome down to the Romantic style, down to all kinds of cool things. It was you know, sort of real mixture of modern and new, but it looked like it was totally random, but you could tell it was designed the way that the broken tiles had been put onto the actual on the buildings. That's one thing he's famous for, with all the sort of pattern tile colours, bright colours. It worked really well. So we're moving off now. I'm bringing the store to fuck, so I will and wind as well. So I'll see you later.
Nuestra próxima parada es el Museo de Historia de Cataluña, que se encuentra en el barrio de la Barceloneta. Este era el antiguo barrio de pescadores, hoy famoso por sus restaurantes de pescado y marisco. El Museo de Historia de Cataluña lo pueden visitar con descuento hasta las 7 de la tarde. Our next stop is the Catalonia History Museum. You can visit it with discounted admission until 7 p.m. This museum is located in the Barceloneta Quarter, but used to be an fisherman's quarter, and today you'll find here the best seafood and fish restaurants in the city.
Exactly.
Bye.
Some I love by the gasworks craft. Dream the dream by the Iron Canal. Kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifts dead across the moon. Cats and dogs. Streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I heard a sigh run from the docks. Saw a train set the night on fire. Smelled the fall of the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Gonna get myself a good sharp axe, shining steel, tempering the fire. Gonna cut you down like a dead old tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I found my love by the gasworks craft. Dream the dream. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
That's Ted Leo and the Pharmacists with Dirty Old Town. And before that was a couple of Christmas songs, which, if I don't download this before the new year, is going to sound really, really old. But that was Roses Are Red with their version of Last Christmas. And before that was, it's wrong, Toshi Akigoto, with the Christmas song. Really kind of like samba, sunny, Japanese, kind of thing that obviously the Cardigans always wanted to do but failed. And And the bit in the middle was a bit from the Taurus Decobus thingy. My rambling made some kind of sense. If it didn't, happy fast forwarding. This is probably the end of the, it is the end of the show. That last song reminded me to talk about two things. One, think about Barcelona. I mean, we're going to go up into the mountains tomorrow and go see the Pyrenees and go wave at them and do have a look at some snow, because the Pyrenees are covered in snow. Maybe you go and play with some snow, but we'll go up and climb up that far. So we need to sort of take the train from the Franca, was it Franco station? And the thing about Barcelona is that it is quite a dirty town. I mean, you actually look at the atmosphere and there is a yellow haze. So even though Barcelona itself is very kind of cosmopolitan and clean, and you know, obviously a lot got cleaned up for the Olympics in 92 and is all very nice, and you know, lots of sort of modelling going on, lots of landscaping, I don't know, there's sort of a certain slightly kind of like a the atmosphere needs to be sorted out. Far too much motorism, far too many motorways as well. It's quite shocking sometimes. I almost got squished by a bus earlier. And the other thing as well is I went out to some of the gay scene as well, and it's all right. Nothing to really write home about. I was hoping to see Barcelona, as it's called. They actually hold a bear thing called Barcelona here. I think it's in October, I might be wrong. No major sign of the bears, and I went to all these really, really dodgy place called Martins, which is like a, if you can imagine what, I don't know if any of you can imagine what gay discos were like in sort of the 80s, not that I ever experienced them, but it's what I can imagine it being like. Even sort of one of these places where it has sticky floors, and you don't really want to know why it's sticky. And I don't know, I wasn't really popular there, and I didn't really like the place either. It's a very cheesy disco on several levels, and even cheesier dark room, very dodgy. And a lot of people seem to be losing their wallets or various things in the various darkened areas. So, of course, people were wandering around with lanterns, which, of course, really helped the mood. So, I haven't had a very good experience so far. I went to the bar called New Chaps, which is all right, but it's all far too clean-shaven. So, this is the end of the show. Hope the echo didn't fuck you off too much, and the amazing... production quality not. Hopefully this will be up before the new year. If we find a place that can upload this when I master it up, you can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can't Skype me at the moment, but usually you can Skype me on Tim Bearcup or use Gizmo, or leave me a voicemail via Gizmo if you use that at a Radio Clash. I can't remember my VoIP number, and I can't remember the number for the Skype line, but have a look at the blog and we'll have those on. I'm going to end with a track which I have absolutely no idea what it is, apart from its title, which is not good. I think it's actually Bonnie Prince Billy. It sounds a lot like Bonnie Prince Billy. Sounds like the kind of stuff that he would do. And it's a track called Farewell. And it's from Buriton Blister, as was the last track I played, Dirty Old Town. And the ones I played before were from the Christmassy ones, the covers, were from Copper... Yeah, get it right. Copper... No, copy, comma, right, most impossible to say name, and they're both very good blogs. Of course, surprise, surprise, the copy, comma, right does covers, and it's interesting to see that I think Brian from Coverville is a frequenter of their very, very good site. About 19 covers of Last Christmas on there, and also, Puritan Blister tends to do a mix of mashups, music, covers, all kinds of things. But some very good music on there. I'm playing a few tracks from it in the future. So this is a track called Farewell. It's a goodbye from me. It's a goodbye from Barcelona. Not the best Barcelona, but I'm sure it is a goodbye from Barcelona, since it's about 2 in the morning. And I will speak to you soon.
The map. sound of the echo chamber. This is the bit where I say something funny. And I say something funny at the end in an echo chamber. You've been so chalk changed.